This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Why not? Why don't we celebrate the Friday edition of Power Talk? Music of subject. And Brian, he says it reminds you of somewhere. Brian Matthew, my special guest this morning. A marketing strategist, sports analyst and broadcaster. Of course, legend of both Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. Strange to call somebody a legend of Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, but it happens. Let's talk about the song Celebrate, subject. Kaizer Chiefs. Owen claims him to be Kaizer Chiefs. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much. You know, I like this sort of debate.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, when people want to own you, there's this person knows what to own.
Yeah.
Mm. But now I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, because I'm imagining men, Seba Pitori, but it's more than tap, having conversation, go to boom. But sorry, radio station, but get ghetto blast, maybe a little more fat.
Yeah. Mm.
About the little Power FM. Mm-hmm. But remember, I was thinking, hey, during a strange man on Slayster.
Yeah.
That's on Murillo as Bob Lyon.
Yeah.
Esther Bruno as Socias.
Yeah.
But about the Power FM, I'm as O'Given. I'm not given a musical. Get out here in Pope.
Yeah.
But the demons are Elewiti, man, as Elezen Joes.
going on there?
What's going on? You know, Eloise did me.
Yeah,
Eloise. Eloise and Jude. Mara Latons later. Kiringang. Kiringang. Kima lo jaba jan starta sas pad.
Yeah.
For breakfast. Gents, thank you very much.
He's a marketer. Bread man. I asked him a question about celebrate and subject, and he decided to tell us about departure and where we are all coming from, you know. So that song reminds you of where?
Men seba Josie Batuhai Bayako Pitor. Buffet, I mean. But it's a full tank.
Yeah.
Club Gemini.
Ah.
Club Gemini, remember. Buffet.
Yeah.
Buffet loco Brian. Go at Ridgeville. Bayada. Baut la Critos, Leta Vins.
Yeah.
Batalet, Badi Copan. Go Chili Boy. May his soul rest in peace.
Ah, oh, Chili Boy Muleo.
Baba who let him go TNT, they will tell you.
Yeah.
For the whole of TNT, he used to go to
Chili used to go to Chili Boy.
Used to go to Chili Boy.
Perivere, that's what they used to call him.
Yeah.
Brian, interesting that before we talk about the football career, you've always been interested in marketing. That fascinates me because you studied marketing. Why?
Thank you very much. You know, Murilo, I always say my life has been scripted for me by the powers being. All I just had to do was to act it out. Whatever that I've done has been scripted for me. Let me say, when I played football, in fact, that's my last year's Korolani school. Tlanganane High School.
In Soshanguve.
In Soshanguve. I was told, when I did any debates, so there was always these debates that they introduced at school.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they never wanted me to debate. They decided that I must be a debate analyst.
Ah.
So I must listen to Mense.
More like a judge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mense but debate about a topic, and all I had to do was to analyze the strengths and the weaknesses and decide who actually won.
Ah.
And I ended up becoming an analyst.
At high school level. You know? Interesting.
So then you say marketing. I worked go a clothing shop. Sales house. Kipai said part. So all of those things, and I understood how you merchandise clothes, how you sell to customers, conversation with customers, getting into their thinking, deciding on what they need to wear and all of those things. So all that skill I learned in my journey of life, in the things that I do, when I recollect everything that I had to do, I realized, well, actually, I was prescripted this thing, or this is the journey that you need to follow. And it's very rare, and I always say this, I still use it now. I love what I do, and I do what I love.
Okay.
It is very rare to find somebody doing that. And it's not about the money. I always say, if you are destined to make money, you'll make money. But are you passionate about what you're doing?
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's what has driven me in my journey has always been the passion of whatever that I did. Selling shoes. And incidentally, the person that actually gave me the opportunity to join an advertising agency was Hepin Chingil.
Ah, the great Hepin Chingil.
The great Hepin Chingil.
And
the lady that has been part of my life for, and she reminded me the other day, hey, Chief, I think you've been with me from TNT up until now. It's almost 30 years now.
Wow.
And that was my wife.
Congratulations. 30 years.
So she then said to him, have a conversation with this man. And Happy had a conversation with me. I did not know Santin. And then I went to Santin.
Falala le halala.
You know, and again, shopping center, those things. So I then had to go and meet Happy, go Santin. And and that's where the whole marketing part caught up with me.
Okay.
Because Happy introduced me to Head Boys, and I had to work for Head Boys.
Wow.
And after Head Boys, I then moved on, and I had to go work for Soccer News, being their marketing person. And I ended up having to work for Nike South Africa. We're responsible for signing up. I think AmaZulu was part of it. We signed AmaZulu. We were part of signing Kaizer Chiefs. Some of the athletes that we have, Yosizwe Mutahung, I was part of all of those, the journey. And it had been my journey. And I actually liked it because it allowed me to understand the thinking. Part of the research was to go Kokasi, Uplomele Majita, and understand. And it's very interesting because when you do research and understanding the mindset of the customer, it's very funny that people, and I always joke about it, so that mentality gets you to understand the thinking of the consumer in terms of how they think and how they consume the product. And I always, in the space that I'm in, I always, in my work, I always imagine how people consume the product of where I work in terms of my commentary. Eles Grootmane, Ele Blom, Ele Dowell. Intwana is like a grand, but delighting is Dowell.
Exactly.
But delighting is Dowell. Delighting is Des. Es Grootmane van Pretoria. Except the generation now about is dope. You know? So you've got to understand that whole that whole psyche. So even in my work, I am always very conscious of the person that I'm talking to, how they're consuming the product. But she says, what is happening on a Saturday when a person is watching football? What is happening on Sunday when someone is watching football? What happens on Friday when people are watching football? What conversations do they have on Monday? So I've got to have all of those things in mind as I have a conversation. I don't call it commentary. I have a conversation with my bosses, who are the viewers in terms of what I do. So that's how I actually overall caught up with this back marketing and the passion that I do. I'm always selling. I'm always branding. I brand whatever that I do. I'm here, and I coincidentally I met the big boss. Given, he says to me, I said, "Hey," he says to me, "So are you here to talk English?" I said, "Hey, yes, I am, because those who have the power called me up to come and do this thing."
You know?
And for me, it just makes my life easier. I always wake up and I enjoy what I do.
And I
always wake up with a sense of purpose. And I always challenge those that are around me to become better and not be scared to make mistakes. And I've made my own mistakes, I guess, but I've always said that I don't fall on my face. I can never fall on my face. Respectacles, I'll fall on my back so that I can look up and see possibilities. The stars are always
to bounce back.
And that's been me.
Okay. My special guest, Brian Martin, the legend himself. Ntsako, this guy who's busy with social media, the profiling now, he's a big Sundowns fan.
Yeah, small as he is.
Yeah, small as he is. Ntsako Mashaba. Every Monday, trust me, he's got a Sundowns shirt just to wrap it off to all this Bo and Kaizer Chiefs supporters and Pirates because they lose most. With Bajama Soja for starters. Now, Ntsako, he needs to answer you this morning, Brian Martin, a legend of Orlando Pirates, a legend of Kaizer Chiefs, but went on to be a marketing director of Mamelodi Sundowns. Why not Pirates? Why not Sundowns, where he plied his trade? That's something that I've always wanted to know, Brian. Why Downs, not Pirates and Chiefs, your football clubs?
Let me track back, and I think I need to clarify this. I know those that are part of Pirates would own me, and they have every right. Those that are part of Chiefs would want to own me. My first light into what professional football is about was at Sundowns. and Sundowns never sat training like go Mamelodi da. But trainer could that thing, Maravadala go ground in Alembia ka weekend. And Walter Da Silva was in charge, and there was Topa Mokhatle, Bo Brixi, Bo Lucky, Mulefe, and all of those greats who were there. and my first flight, Sundowns, with Dr. Itueng, you know that era with Dr.
Itueng? Yes.
They would fetch me at home, and they had to negotiate with my parents to say, please, can he come and train with us? Because I grew up playing for a team called Mandela Kings.
I played for that team as well.
Yes, I know.
Talk about it, yeah.
Okay. I know.
Mandel Kids.
So they invited me to come and play there. And then there was a team called Las Vegas.
Yamalach.
So for fun. So we played football at the level, what they call Multiple League now. Murillo, you know, that's why I always say my life was scripted for me. I played for the first time, Coelis Park. I'm probably the first one at that level to go play Coelis Park. We played a game against the Chiefs reserves. I scored a goal, Coelis Park. You know that time there was cutting races?
Yes, yeah.
So I scored a goal, Coelis Park, and Pirates were supposed to play against Chiefs. So I was then recruited. I was then told, they didn't tell me who those people were. So we had the next game, we played Colando Stadium. That's when Pashin Masango scored a goal which earned him the golden boot.
Yes.
So Ekifita Rahufita Makrot Manama Ambarmunas Funu Brain.
Food brain.
Perception, yeah, chose.
Yeah.
But this Funu Brain. Yeah. Brain. Kirno. So Kotlap no na the brain. Kulas Vegas.
Okay.
Kirno brain secure. But no naksu will. Funa Lokori Kol Lapa. I vanished. Because of the perception you chose at the time. But then they found me. Because then we had to go cut and raise Kokemio, and they spoke to me and they invited me. I refused. It took Nick Bazuga Sishweni, it took Dan Malesela, it took Lawrence Marke. It eventually took one of my best friends, Mpoma Silo, to say, hey, Bruno, just go. And I went. I had a training session in the Pirates. They then said to me, hey, Chief, we have a friendly game. Chiefs. So let's go. I played in that game. I played against the great Max Maponyan. The score was 2-1 in favor of Orlando Pirates, and I was playing there.
Wow.
So I was on the first page of the newspaper by Beside the World.
Yeah.
Hey, but I can't get to go social groove. Get a market to the brand, my talk social groove. And then it happened that I played. I didn't go for trials. I just went in and played. And the transition happened that I ended up having to play for Chiefs. It was also a very tricky story.
Before you go to Chiefs, let's talk about issues of signing on fee and clearances and whatever. What happened when after they look for Brain and finally find Brian? Was there any signing on fee? Was it
too? No, those things were not there. Those things were not there.
Yeah.
There were the signing on fees. But there was a salary that they allocated for me.
Yeah.
And then they gave me the money and said, Mparaget, ohola bukana.
How much was it? It was not even negotiable, I guess. They were just telling you.
I think it was a lot of money at the time because I think it was 4.5.
4,500. Yeah.
Okay. And I think in the group, we were the highest paid. And I respect that. You know why I say I respect how much we were all earning? And I'll say this thing, and I'm sure the youngsters and my former teammates and peers, I respect those that started this football thing.
Yeah.
And got it to where it is. Nearly the taxi owners using their business money to take responsibility over 20 or 25 kids who are not theirs, they don't know them, but they had to pay them. Yeah. So there are sacrifices. There was none of them who were loaded. Nearly the taxi owners by Gerezetsa kaofela at the time that we were playing football. So for us, and I understand when the fans say, you know, if football is shinchil, because we played for the passion.
Yeah.
And I always joke around, Kere, you know, the calendar should have day 37. The calendar I felt like I 2080, ka February, right? Or sometimes 29, and then felt like I 31. And when I was playing, it was normal. Utopatola kabodi 5 of the next month.
Okay.
And lohana bal patela ka team sheet.
Okay.
So I take pride in that journey that I've been part of, because it taught you the environment yako high. Yeah, there are times where you would have and there are times where you won't have. But the one thing that should drive you is your passion and your goal. And we all, and I realized how lucky I was. My education was paid for by SAFA. Brastix Mureva, may his soul rest in peace. He was responsible for that. The accommodation when I moved to Josie. Afzal, no, it's Mr. Khan Lane, not Afzal Khan. But he was running the apartment here in Hillbrook. And he said to me, are you a student? And you're still a footballer. Are you going to stay here for free? And I stayed for free.
What was that apartment, by the way? We used to meet at
Century Plaza. Century Plaza.
We used to meet up at Century Plaza, exactly, yeah.
So I then realized, Hore, you know, when you stayed in Hillbrook, and a whole lot of them, even politicians, we stayed together with Century Plaza. So all the people, we stayed together. So we became a unit. And on reflection of what we've tend to become after the journey that we've been, then you realize that we've actually built each other in terms of character and being strong. And we still communicate, and we're still standing, and we don't feel bad about the journey that we've had. In fact, we believe we are much stronger. We've enjoyed our lives. We become much stronger. We become wiser, and I pride myself based on the journey that I've actually traveled to be where I am.
My special guest this morning on Power Talk, the Friday edition, with me, Onoxman, standing in for the Queen of Hearts, Lerato Mbele. She's back with you on Monday, 28 after 11, the legend himself, Brian Mate, live in the studio with us. Feel free if you want to engage our power line, 0861-987-000. If you're driving, you want to leave a voice note, our WhatsApp line is 083-8303-7093. You can also tweet us at PowerFM987 using the hashtag PowerTalk, or tweet me directly at Murio Muriano. I want us to talk about the transition. I know the story because I stopped the Brian when he was about to talk about the transition from Orlando Pirates to Kaizer Chiefs, because you related the story to us, myself and Tom Mangani, the modeling agency. And I want to test you, Brian, as to whether you will tell the story the way you told it in that flat in High Point, Hillbrow,
yes,
those many years ago, in terms of transition,
yes,
from Orlando Pirates to Kaizer Chiefs. I see the calls are coming in through. But for now, Owen, we're going to cross over to Nyaka Lotefu. She's got the news headlines.
Send us your voice notes on 083-303-7093.
Murillo, that guy was my neighbor in Soshanguve. He hasn't mentioned to you. He was a smazy dresser, that guy, Brian Marty. This is Jeffrey in Soshanguve, still in Soshanguve.
He still is, Jeffrey, a smazy dresser it is. Well, that's your neighbor there, Brian. And we also have Maurice Ngobeni saying, loving the conversation, bra Brian. And Nkosinathi Mahlangu saying, hola 2020, mate. Yeah, those are some of the things that are coming through. Let's go to Ngwato in Midrand. We're still going to talk about the issue of Mandal Keynes, the transition from Paris to Swallows. But let me give callers an opportunity. Ngwato Midrand, good morning, welcome.
Brian 2020 Mate. I remember you, my brother, honestly. and back in 1992 or 1993, playing for, correct me there, whether it's 92 or 93, playing for Kaizer Chiefs. And with the likes of Potente Echeles, the likes of Mthimkhulu Trevor, and the likes of, there's a man called Ronnie Dube. There was a guy called Ronnie Dube. I don't know whether you still remember him.
May his soul rest in peace. Ronnie passed away. Oh. Yes, I still remember him.
Oh, that's the reason why I can't hear anything about him. My brother, that day, I don't know whether you're playing for money. There was a team, I think, what is the... Oh, I forgot the other team. But I'm telling you, brother, man, is when I started to know about the man, his nickname was called 2020. I don't know. How did they give us that name, my brother, honestly? 2020, it was based on the way you were making the skills in the field of play, or I don't know. I started to fall in love with you. You made me fall in love with Kaizer Chiefs. Then that was the beginning of my love to Kaizer Chiefs till today.
Mwato, thank you very much. Brian, 2020, but let's talk about this transition. Pirates to Kaizer Chiefs. Tell us the story. What happened?
I'm going to try and be brief.
Yeah.
I mentioned the date at 34 when we used to get paid.
And yeah. Or the
37.
Yeah.
And at the time, I think I took responsibility for the entire team. Raised a few issues in terms of late payment. Perhaps it wasn't well received because I was challenging the powers be in a very respectful manner. And then I remember one of the officials, and may his soul rest in peace, Felix, this is Petu Matiba, la.
Matiba.
So we had that problem, and I think they didn't want me to stay in the team. Mm. They wanted me to go. Then I think had just gotten injured. Remember then?
Yeah, then yes.
Really low too, and against Swallows.
Mm.
So they didn't want me to stay at the team, and I said to you, I need to move because I have family that I need to look after, my mother, my parents. So I need to move. I have an apartment that I need to pay for.
Mm.
And it was a quick thing that happened.
Mm.
And for some reason, once someone whispered in the ear Yabra K to say, this young man is not happy. He wants to go. I think the deadline of registration was like a day or two.
Mm. But okay, we mean Kaizer Mtau.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
They got wind of the fact that I have issues. I need to have accommodation and my accommodation is not paid for and all of those type of things. And I respectfully addressed it with the management what club of Pirates at the time. I got the impression that they wanted me not to be registered and be frustrated more.
Mm.
So I got wind of the fact that Brake, in fact, called me.
Say,
not that I had a cell phone. He called somebody.
Yeah.
And then I got wind and they invited me to Kaizer Chiefs offices because Pirates and Chiefs offices were not too far off.
Was it still a small street at the time?
There was small and there was commissioner. Pirates were small and then Chiefs were commissioner.
Mm.
So I got wind of that. And I went to Kaizer. Mr. Raymond Heck was the lawyer that was negotiating.
Yeah.
Negotiated my contract at that time.
Mm.
And agreed, and I was given the clearance. Jose said 12 hours, for registration to happen. But I don't think they realized or I'd already entered into an agreement with Chiefs to say once Kitola registration, I will go and join Chiefs.
Mm.
And once they gave it to me,
because you mean the clearance,
once they gave me the clearance, I quickly went to Chiefs and said, "Here's my clearance."
Mm.
And then they registered me on the day. The next day.
Yeah.
That was the first time Kapara suit, we felt late.
Wow.
I was wearing a suit, getting into a flight, going to Cape Town to go play against Santos. And I played on that particular day.
Signed today, play tomorrow.
Signed today, flew out the next day wearing a suit and went and played.
Mm.
But I always, Murillo.
Mm.
And this is what I always say. I owe my being to Sundowns, to Pirates, to Chiefs, because not only did I learn what happens in the field of play, but I learned about life. I always say that at Pirates, I learned about life. And then when you are at Kaiser Chiefs, you just bacon. So I learned all of those things, and that's the character that built me as a person. And I have no grudge, and I hold the highest respect for the three teams, because they have been responsible for this Brian Mathieu that you're talking to today.
That's the story Brian told us at that flat in High Point with Thomas Manganyi. And of course, the fact that there was also proper kit, you know, like nightly packed and whatever, a level of professionalism, that's what we emphasized. Let's go to Godfrey Mamelodi. Godfrey, good morning. Your comment, question.
What's your man?
As double dole, my brother. I kick and dole, but double dole.
Yeah, and nagging to another get like you, like little did I know us, but who let us all like Coslin like it's a cashier back then. I remember Jimmy Mahube, who played for El Sporting, then he went to play professional.
I know Jimmy.
Yeah, so he was, I think he attended school at Trompanan Primary, high school. No, basically, that much. Give out all your kind words, because if I try and put them in general life, with regard to when you say you need to appreciate when you have, and also understand when you don't have, because of, and I hope all these young boys coming up who are playing professional currently are listening to you, who are the Mailulas, you know, and everybody, that they should invest, because of it's tough out there, and then people like you, that we should honor you and always think of this,
which I just said. So I love that much. Thank you very much, Godfrey Mamelodi. Bulelani, Pretoria North, your comment question.
Hey, Tamori, so you are there with Moruti Wabolo.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, Tamori, I like and appreciate that man because of his discipline, you know, from way back until even now, as one of the super voices of SuperSport, he's still the same old disciplined guy. And to him, kudos for that. I come from Mthatha, in the Eastern Cape. Mm. I remember watching him at the Independence Stadium then, you know, when Chiefs used to visit Mthatha Pushbacks.
Hey, that's Slaughterhouse. That's Slaughterhouse.
A lot of heads were scalped there.
Yeah.
But it's a pity that what happened to Pushbacks. Yeah, you know, the Independence Stadium. Mm. Now they even removed the stadium. It is a shopping mall now. But anyway, that's not why I called. But what intrigued me, you know, I am the first time caller on this particular show. When at the Morion, and that has been triggered by your guest who is there, you know. I like him mentioning the name of Mr. Happy Nsingila, you know, the great marketer. I know Mr. Nsingila from Boys, Ken Erickson, you know, when they were still based in Sunning Hill. I was in that building at some point. But anyway, yeah, I just thought, let me call in and congratulate 2020 for having stood thus far, and you know, having persevered, and still a gentleman of honor. You know, I believe, in my opinion, he is a gentleman of honor.
Okay, got to leave it at that. Don't spoil the good way there, Bulelani Pretoria North. Mulelekeng Harankua, your question, comment, welcome.
Thank you, Noxman. Mr. Brian Mathese, my fond memory of you is during the Marihane days. I think it was more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I reached Willy Da, Lucas Masterpiece Murif. It was Chiefs versus Matasans. I was waiting outside the back room gate where you guys, commentators and special guests, I saw this big German car coming through. You know, security was like allowed. None gave me the contact. I was with my girlfriend then, with my wife today.
Nice.
We were wearing the Matatanza regalia. Mr. Bermate, when you walk past by us, you greeted us and we greeted back. When you walked, how some calling that you went to the security guard, you spoke with the security guard, and then you were pointing at us, you know, what have we done now? All of a sudden, the security guard comes to us and offer us a ticket. My brother, I'll forever cherish those moments. Those are special moments. I will never forget them for the rest of my life. And thank you so much. You're such a gentle giant, and you are so humble. But that's the kind of person that you are. Thank you so much for being who you are, my brother, and all the best.
I always joke around, Kiri. I'm owned by people. Can I always joke around, Kiri? My friends are taxi owners. Babam bam for unela. But we're blind. We're blind. Kirai Baba Nyeza, Nugu opinion, but I say wash car. But I say wash car. Hozala Sukmela, Gantin Gawina. So that tells you the type of person that I am. So I'm not surprised when he says so, because Kimutwaba too. Those that know me, whether production, Majita, or Spine by the cameraman, they'll tell you, Nguyenyaye, Yalanzana, and Majita, Ploman, Lola, Balanzana. I'm a happy soul. And it's a very tricky one, because he can't suit, but Mr. Brian.
Okay.
But I value them, because I've always said I am because of people like the listeners that are calling in, the viewers that are watching the product. I am because of them. That is why I live a very simple life.
Indeed. Let's go to Lutonolo in Pretoria. Lutonolo, question, comment?
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Khorotman.
Renal bolo gana go one in the Brian. No, not the show, do you want?
Yeah.
So Brian will always dominate us. But anyway, I got a phone like that. I usually run the soccer tournaments, look at the Good Fridays in December, Kon Limpopo. I'm trying to add talent, local talent. And among something I realize is that we focus a lot on football, but not the value chain of it. In terms of the commentaries, you know, small business, referees. So I want to pin exactly on Brian's expertise, which is commentary right now. Have you ever thought of perhaps planting back in terms of commentary and, you know, so go in there and get commentary there, rock talent and sharpen it into filling those gaps and opportunities as and when they arise in this field? Because sports is it's something that could help us with unemployment and, you know, opportunities with our young people. So I've identified that, or we can help in that field of not only playing soccer or you know, and create value out of it. That's my question is, do you think you can help in that regard?
All right. Thank you, Lutonolo.
I think I can. I think I am in that journey. I recently was assigned by a bank to have a conversation with the greats that have played football, your Tiko Modises, your Shabas and that. And we were talking matters relating to their lives and issues around money and that. I think that scope can be extended. I agree that there has to be, and I mean, conversation now with the department. Yeah, I'm about to trigger a conversation with the Gauteng Sports to try and encourage these conversations that needs to happen. Because I think Wednesdays used to be sports days. And I think that that whole spirit needs to be revived, from athletics to netball to football. It needs to be revived so that we can have this talent pool, you know, be assigned to various schools to have these conversations with kids to inspire them. It's nicer to have somebody that comes close to you from time to time and have a conversation. It's not even just make, but set up something where they can have a conversation from time to time. So my company is actually about to finalize the concept, which I'm going to be presenting to the Gauteng Sports and Recreation to do that.
Indeed. And on Twitter, Baba Sibulao Detachment. This is on the bra, Brian.
This is on the out.
Yeah. Listen.
Rashota.
Rashota. Rashota. And again, the fight is really serious.
Really serious.
By the way, this title, hashtag Baba Sibulao Detachment, it's not just a hashtag. Yeah. It was bestowed on him by the president of the EFF, Julius Malema, because of the work he has done in the Mangaung local municipality in terms of service delivery. So it is not just a hashtag.
Yeah.
It's an honor bestowed on him by his political party, hashtag Baba Sibulao Detachment. He says, "Hi, Murio, you are hosting a legend. The first time I met Brian, it was at Mamelodi Sundowns. He was a marketing manager. It was unfortunate his concept about supporters could not be implemented because of jealousy from other officials, but the man was good. Opa M saying, I like Brian when doing games. He always emphasized there are more goals before the game ends, keeping us glued till the goal comes." Hey, what a shasha, right, Brian. It's all more goals coming. Lorato Tsengeng is saying, at Murio Muriano, why is Brian Mateo's story of how he transitioned from Pirates to the biggest team on the continent? Wow. Is a confirmation of my long-held belief that at Kaizer Chiefs is the chocolate factory of football, the best professionally run team. You have mentioned other teams. We mentioned Mandelkins. And by the way, it also went on to provide other players from, you know, from Mandelkins to Pirates. I mean, I played with Wilson Ratelele, went on to Pirates. My soul rest in peace. I played with Opa Mabuza, 21 Jump Street at the time and so on. So it was, but the other point, the other team I want us to mention that you played for under Bob Sol, it was Mweka Swallows. Any memories? Was it also a contribution in terms of your football development? Because at the time, Mweka Swallows was playing under Bupu Tatswana Professional Soccer League with the likes of Russia Blizzards, where Den Dens and Killer Mike were playing, and so forth.
I think we need to do a second part of the show, and I'll tell you why I say that, Murio.
Mm.
Professionalism started Bupu Tatswana because, may his soul rest in peace, Tatemang Wape started this Bobsol League. But Timo Tile Sejan, they come from there.
Yeah.
The professionalism in terms of DJs started from there.
Yeah, Radio Mama
to Radio Station.
Bob.
Radio Bob.
TV Bob itself.
The late Bob Mabheda, like the conveyor belt of talent came from that area. And you're mentioning, and I want you to say it again so that people can listen to the team that you're mentioning.
Mweka Swallows.
Mweka Swallows.
In the village of Motle, in Mweka, basically. Yeah.
The man that owned that team made me the person that you see today. That's Brakeni Baloyi. He was my teacher. And I think my parents were strategic, Murio. And they said to him, hey, you need to look after this boy. So he took over from school and taught me life and the challenges of life. And mentored me into transitioning from Klapoya High. That's the only team that I played for and never trained with them. But it's I attended the game
the games,
because of my schooling.
Yeah.
My high school, I was told, hey, Chief, you can't do grade 11 and go to grade 12. I was told, go do grade 11 and 12 in 1 year. Because there was a college called Promet College. So I was sent to Kempton Park. So I used to travel Katrini, waking up Katrini to go more Kempton Park or go back. And I never used to train, but they allowed me to go and play.
Wow.
So they Brakeni taught me and made space for me to be able to do both. Focus on my school, but also come back and play football. He was the second person that bought me, like the third person that bought me soccer boots because it was Rakadio bought me soccer boots, then my parents, and then Brakeni looked after me at that level. So for me, those are the people that I owe my being in terms of the contribution they've had in my career.
Brian, because you got to go, which is quite unfortunate. Guys, I'm just going to give you 30 seconds each. Don't greet us very briefly because Brian has to leave now. Carlton, your comment quickly.
What makes a good commentator? That's my question.
What makes a good commentator? Thanks very much. Mzamani Pretoria.
I just want to talk to Mr. Brian. He must know that you idolize him. I've been following him a long time. He schooled with my cousin at TNT And it's one person that I would like to meet once or better.
Okay, Mzamani there, Pretoria. Joe Soshanguve.
Hi, Bruno.
Eita?
Hey, who's there? I'm running fishing for you. Mrio, that's my Bruno, man. We're up to get a fight together. Get Bruno, get Stompa.
Yeah.
Good long history. I think, I tell about maybe happen. Yeah, I think so. With rich history, yeah, Brian.
We'll do so, Brajo. We got to leave it there. Josiah.
Yes, Murillo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Murillo. I just want to also pay homage and say, my brother, thanks for hosting such a legend. He will remember me when I chaired when I was the program director for Siti Khateve's memorial. We just ambushed him to give a eulogy to Brasiti. And, you know, with his good heart, he stood there and shared his experiences with Brasiti. For that, I would like to say, my brother, you have a legend and wish him very well in life.
Now we are talking. Conclude for us, Brian.
Hey, Murillo. That was John Dumo. I grew up, he took over from me as a center back for Mandela Kings.
Yeah.
Playing alongside the current key commissioner, Robert Sithole.
Mm.
So that was John Dumo. Commentary. I mentioned it's a conversation. Imagine the people you're talking to, how they are consuming football, your knowledge of the game. It's not just about the stats. It's the knowledge of the game that you've got to share. You've got to inform. You've got to educate, but at the same time, entertain. And those are the principles of doing commentary, knowing your audience, how to communicate with them. And that's been what I do. And the rest, I appreciate you. I always say, there's a gentleman, Barakihlangana Mathebula. He says to me, you must accept that what you do is still a somanyunyu, it is a thing of beauty. Because of them, I then realize the impact I've had in their lives, and I value the support that I've had. I wouldn't be where I am if there wasn't them, because I'm in the entertainment space. So I need an audience. So they've been the best audience, and I still continue to value them.
Brian Mate, isilo somanyunyu. Now we are talking.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.